Hey, good morning. I'd like to present Kathleen Simlar. She is the communication specialist from the Executive Office in the Michigan Secretary of State's office. And she's going to talk to us about a partnership between public libraries and the Secretary of State's office to promote a very exciting new online service there. Kathleen?
I probably muted her.
So listen only, and she's a co-presenter, so I thought she'd be able to.
The conference is no longer in listen only mode.
You could have just unmuted her.
Okay, let me.
The conference is now in listen only mode.
She heard it,
Okay. Oh. Okay, Kathleen.
Okay. Can I start?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I want to thank Suzanne so much for inviting me to be a part of this, and all of you for chiming in and allowing me the opportunity to voice this proposal. This idea actually started momentum in the middle of the summer, and since then I've spoken to probably all but three of the regional cooperatives across the state. But this is my first webinar. I've done a couple of Skype sessions, and I have to say that I think I prefer the webinar. It's very distracting having your face in the corner as you're talking. So the webinar is nice, but somebody told me, well, it's not very personable. Your voice is just hanging there in midair. So I thought I would introduce myself with a photo. That's me in 1986, the last photo I had taken of myself. It's also my Facebook picture and probably my obituary picture. But I am the speech writer for Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, and I also do a lot of communication work for her. And when she was talking about this, she started talking about this last year, she asked me if I'd be interested, and I most certainly am. So to get into the proposal itself, I'm not naive. I realize that I'm not probably the first person from the State Department that has come to libraries with a great idea for partnering. But what I would like to ask all of you, if you could, is just to give me a blank slate to let me tell you what my idea is. We kind of have a new twist on it. We're thinking that because of technology, we can really make a partnership work smoothly. And the reason it will work, I believe, is because we can do it simply, and we can do it easily, and hopefully free with no cost to anybody. So let me first start off with a little bit of background. This is our Secretary of State, Ruth Johnson. She was elected in 2010, so she's now in the 10th month of her second year in office. But she came from Oakland County as the clerk out there. And when she was there, she was able to triple online services, which was a great feat. Putting things like birth certificates and death certificates online so people can download them more easily. But the problem she had is a lot of government offices have is marketing that service was out there and teaching people how to use it. And so she came up with the idea at the time to partner with libraries. And the partnership basically included having brochures and manuals on how to get your information online at the library at each of the little stations there. And so she started off with 25 of 43 libraries in Oakland County, and it took off like mad. She pretty soon had virtually every library participating, and it was a really big success. So you fast forward to today, to Michigan, and now as Secretary of State, she's continuing with her push with technology, and she's put all of our most popular Secretary of State services on the Internet on a site called ExpressSOS.com. And if we were on Skype, I would ask you all to raise your hands if you were aware of that site. More and more people are finding it on their own because, again, government doesn't have a lot of money to market these kinds of things. So of course, she started thinking again, I wonder if the libraries can help us. And so as we started talking about that particular angle, we started talking about other ways we could partner, too. And so let me get into the idea. Oh, that's a cool little graphic of what the partnership is. We have basically two priorities. The first is to educate the public on several different fronts. Our Secretary of State services from driver's education classes to disability placards for your cars, to key dates like upcoming elections. We have a date coming up very rapidly for people to register for the presidential election if they want to participate, and news flashes. As you know, laws change all the time, and sometimes they impact you as a driver or as a parent of a new driver. Last year we had some changes with new drivers and when they can drive, after what hours, and who can be in the car with them. And we just need a way of getting this information out to people. So that's one of our angles. And then the second priority is to broaden awareness, and, of course, our target is our online services. So what we envision, basically, is a simple and free process with information that's pushed out from me to all of you, to libraries across the state. And the idea is, and these are really practical ideas that we've brainstormed, is ideas such as posters. And what I'm talking about is 8.5 by 11. And this would be probably the only burden I would think that would be on the libraries is, on occasion, they have to print off an 8.5 and 11 sheet of paper and post it. And again, it would be like right now, we would say you need to register by October 9th if you want to vote in the upcoming election. So it wouldn't be a lot of these things, but when there are key dates or key things coming up, we would send you this electronically and ask you to print and post somewhere in the library. Another idea is we have a library of multimedia tools, videos, public service announcements, and we would like to be able to link people to those from your site, from your own websites. For instance, we have driver's ed videos and motorcycle safety awareness videos that people might be interested in, and that could be something we could rotate too. May is Motorcycle Safety Month, and maybe we could send you a link to a public service announcement about that. Another idea is messaging, and when I'm talking messaging, I mean really brief. You know, most people don't read today, unfortunately, so 2 to 3 sentences that I would send to you, and we're hoping that you would be willing to put these messages on your website, in your newsletters, messaging boards, through social media. And this is probably the simplest way of all. You could friend us on Facebook, and everything that we post then would show up on your Facebook page. And if I don't know if you've ever thought to look at our Facebook page, but there's a lot of great information about things that are happening that the public needs to know about, with elections and driving and so forth. And, of course, some of you have community cable stations, and we would hope maybe we could put a few lines on there once in a while, maybe key election dates, things like that. So that's the first thing that we envision. The second thing with awareness is the Express SOS as an access point. Now, you might be thinking, well, of course we're going to be an access point. We already have live computers that people can use. So really every library is already an access point. But our idea is to actually brand you as that. And what you see on your screen now, what you should see, is a window cling that we've created. This is really the only expense that we've put out, and it wasn't very expensive. Our small, I think they're 4-inch by 4-inch window clings. And as you can see, it says, available here courtesy of your local library, the Michigan Secretary of State, ExpressSOS.com. And we would also send you this image with a link to put on your website for a direct channel for people to get to our online services. So this is the first step, and we would send this to you, this window cling to you. The second part, and this came up as a direct result of these meetings I've been having with the regions, another library brought up an issue saying, well, you know, if you market us as this, people are going to ask our staff questions, and it's going to be a drain on our time and on our people. And so we thought, well, we could put little tents, table tents, next to your computer stations. And on these, which you see on your screen right now, they're 8.5 by 11, and we would email them to you again. They print out beautifully in black and white, and there's a fold line in the middle and at the bottom, so it's like it like sits on a little cuff. We added a gray box on there for need help. It has our customer service helpline on there. And we would, our idea is thinking if somebody does ask your staff questions, that you would point them to that. I'm figuring that your staff already is probably getting a lot of questions from the public when they're using computers for anything going from Amazon or anything else, any problems they might be having. But we're hoping that this will not be a drain because they'll have an option to get assistance. And also when they're on the site, they will have, tutorials on there as well and FAQs. The other day, the Detroit Public Libraries suggested that we put in place an online ask a question. So when they're on it right then, they can type in their question, have somebody respond. I think that's a great idea, and I've sent that in, but that's going to involve some money outlays and some technical work. But we are considering that as well. So that's our table tent and our help desk. And the last part of our grand idea for our partnership is to use our partners, our partnering libraries, as host sites on occasion. The Secretary of State is frequently all over Michigan at meetings, at community events, and when she's out and about, she will do press conferences too. And traditionally we go into our branch offices because it's a site available to us and it's free, and we do these things there. But as you can imagine, it's loud, distracting, and not the best venue. And so we have already held two press conferences at libraries, one in Grand Rapids and one in Novi. And it was absolutely perfect. It was excellent. And so we're hoping that as we partner, we could reach out to you if we're going to be in your neck of the woods and see if you might be available for us to have a meeting or a press conference should the opportunity come up. So the big question, of course, is, why should you jump on board? And we can't obviously offer you anything that would, add to your bottom line, other than the fact this is an extension of a public service, and which I would assume is one of your driving goals, is to serve the public in any way possible. So we're thinking it will underscore that value that you already have in your community. I can tell you that we do about 50,000 transactions a day in our branch office. We are the busiest of all the departments in terms of citizens using our services. For instance, we do 6 million license registrations every year. We do 700,000 change of addresses every year. And all these can be done online, expressos.com. So we're thinking by branding you guys as access points that it will definitely bring people in for this purpose, especially in more urban areas, people that might not have computers, or even far out in areas where broadband is not strong or there is no broadband. So that's the idea. Now, in terms of next steps, today I hope to get any feedback and questions and red flags, hesitations, any ideas from you that you would like to see implemented with this or pulled back. And then in the next week or so, I'll contact Suzanne and see, what the general consensus is. Do we go forward with your region or not? And if we do, how do we implement? I would like to figure a way to channel things through one source and that will then shoot things out to you guys. That'd be the best, but we can talk about that. And then launch. We are basically ready to go. We're already pushing information out through our social media, and all we need to do is turn on the switch for this and start directing things your way. It's not going to be an overwhelming amount of information, but it would definitely be timed with key months that are dedicated, like April as organ donation, election months, and periodically other things that, just to update people on, like driver's ed programs and such. So that is the idea. I know I talked quickly, so I'm open now to any criticism, comments, questions.
Okay. The conference is no longer in listen-only mode.
Well, I guess you know that. this is the question and answer part and where we kind of react to this idea of the partnership. We've been sitting here kind of brainstorming some ideas on our part. And just for one thing to throw out right away, we thought for the press conferences, we do have some very good video conference sites that are two-way interactive, one in Sault Ste. Marie and one in Iron River, and then there's one here in Marquette. If we wanted to, rather than having the Secretary of State travel that distance, you know, it might be possible to use technology and still have her almost in person here. So it's just a thought.
That's fantastic. Could you email me those sites?
Okay, sure.
And we also partner with others that we could do, too, like the ISDs. And
oh, sure. Well, that's right. I mean, there are video conference sites all over the state, really. The intermediate school districts have that equipment, and also the universities and community colleges, too. So, you could get all over the state virtually if you wanted to do that. I think the other ideas are great. It doesn't seem burdensome. What do the rest of you think? I think the window clings are cool. The buttons are cool on our website. That shouldn't be hard.
No. And we could put shortcuts on the desktop to it. I do have one question, though, like when you were talking about the news feed. A lot of our websites, those that have Joomla, can bring in RSS feeds. Are you sending any of this out as an RSS?
No, and, you know, we're thinking about doing that. We don't have anything like that set up yet. We have on our public website, we have regularly where we send out press releases pretty much daily, and that might make for a nice RSS feed. I don't know if you can RSS feed from Facebook. Do you know?
Yeah, it's a little thing you have to put on it, you know, to make it work. I don't remember what it's called, but, you know, they have different, they're almost like apps that you add to Facebook.
Okay.
We have quite a few libraries that have Facebook pages,
right,
too.
So we could add an external link to it from the Facebook page, from our web pages. Even maybe for a while we could do it to the online catalog, so that way, even if you didn't want your patrons using a machine, a public machine, they could use the online catalog to do it.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You know, so, you know, it's kind of up to the libraries which way they want to go, but this is very doable for us to help them technically to do it.
You know, you raised the point that what did come up with another library that I met with, the concern about people entering this kind of information in a public spot, you know, credit card information when they're paying for their tabs or whatnot. And, you know, I would imagine that the privacy concern is on the user. I think people are probably using your computers right now to do online shopping and things like that.
And
so there has to be an awareness that you're in a public setting. I really don't have any response I can give to that. We have the site itself is secure. We follow all the government mandates for having an IT secured site for credit card use. So, anyways, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, we do try to get our library staff to educate people to close the browser when they leave, no matter what they were doing, whether they were using a credit card or not. But certainly, if they were using a credit card,
So, does this for right now? Does it have like any licensing for hunting and fishing and stuff on it, or is it just driver's license? Or, you know, are you guys pursuing going farther?
Well, it's just the Secretary of State. The licensing would not be us.
Right, it would be the DNR, but I mean, as a member of the state, do you see them, you know, other partnerships down the road maybe? Are you suggesting this to others, I guess?
Well, I haven't yet, but that is a really good idea, especially something like that with hunting licensing. So, you know, we can definitely expand it to that. I don't know how much their online, I haven't really investigated their online services and what they're doing, so.
Kathleen, if you wanted to show them the Express SOS website, if you just click on the little plus in your browser and open up another window and go to the website, we'll be able to see it.
All right, let's see here. I will do that. You know, another issue that came up with another library was a concern if you were branding you guys as access sites, and the Detroit libraries brought this up, that they charge their customers per printed page, and we're wondering if that would be an issue. So I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be an issue to me as a patron. I mean, you know, you usually put in your email address and then you get an email confirmation anyway. And as long as I could get into my Gmail account and verify that my thing came, then I could always go home and print it or print it later. I don't know what other people think. It doesn't seem huge to me.
It isn't a huge cost either, isn't it? 10 cents a page.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like
I think that's... they also brought the fact that it also implies that, you know, as a government site is open to everyone to come in and use, but only their library patrons who have library cards can use their computers. So I don't really know how to address that part either. You know, I think most people going into a library would expect that you would need a library card to get on.
Well, if we put it on our public access for catalogs, they wouldn't need a library card.
Oh. Hey, that's great.
Yeah,
is that something that each library has, a public access catalog?
An online catalog, most of them should have something.
Yeah, in our area, we share one online catalog, so we can put it on one time for everybody to see it. There are 84 libraries across our area.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's pretty comprehensive, and that might be the easiest way of doing it. It takes care of those issues that you raised, too.
Most definitely. That's fantastic. Okay. All right, so I have it up now. This is what it looks like. It's not a really sexy website page, but these are all the services you see that you can do online. And, you know, this is, I don't know if I mentioned it, but in 6 months' time, we launched last October. In 6 months' time, we had 1 million transactions. And we really did virtually no marketing. I mean, I think there was, like, a couple of billboards in urban areas, but that was it. They were up for like 6 weeks. So we really don't have the money, but 1 million is quite a bit. Now we're approaching the 2 million mark that we expect to hit next month. It is quite a bit, but when you figure we do 55,000 transactions a day in our branch offices, you know, we're still, you know, on the low end in terms of what we could be doing. So. You know, we had a couple thousand people go online Christmas Day last year and get their tabs and their business.
Well, I think the tabletops and the window cleans and the button, the branding are very well done. They're attractive, and I certainly hope that we'll all participate. Does anybody have any comments or any other questions, concerns?
You know, there was one other thing that came up from the Mid-Eastern region, I think it was. They requested that there be some kind of training or information for the library employees themselves so they know this is happening and know what to do with the information that's being sent their way. So I'm going to see if I can put something together. It's not going to be elaborate. It's probably going to be really, you know, short and sweet. And to the point, but so that will be coming too.
That would be helpful, especially for people who didn't attend the webinar. And we'll encourage people to watch the webinar in future if they weren't here today.
Okay.
So,
is this, you know, how the MEL database also has those sites? I wonder if it's linked on any of that. You know, when you go to the e-library?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they have that sites page. I wonder if they've got any linking there.
But we could ask the Library of Michigan, too, about putting this as a link on their MEL database page.
It wouldn't be on the database page.
No.
It would just be on their Pathfinders and their
Pathfinders.
Right.
I
would be surprised if it wasn't already.
Yeah, I think they did put it on there. I think they have the Express SOS logo, which was in one of the slides. Not the window cling. The window cling, I think, is preferable. It's a nice, round, small little button.
That's cute.
Here's the Express SOS logo. I think that's what they have up on their page.
Yeah, I'm sure there's already.
How do we go about ordering those materials? I guess that's what you're going to talk to me about next, isn't it?
Yeah, to figure out the best way to do this. I'm not really sure it's the best way for me to have email lists to send out or addresses to send out to because things change. So, you know, we can talk about the best way to do it. I mean, we'll certainly pay for the postage to get these out. So,
okay.
You know, maybe next time, sometime next week, we can just chat.
Sure. That sounds good. And meanwhile, I can survey everybody and I'll make sure everybody's interested and decide what we're going to do.
Yes,
is anyone else? Is anyone else still there? Everybody's awfully quiet.
I don't have any questions, Suzanne.
Okay, thank you, Dion.
Neither do I.
Thank you.
Sounds good to me, Denise.
Okay, does it sound like a good idea, a good plan?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Good. Good. Okay, well, thank you very much, Kathleen. We appreciate your time and willingness to try this technology.
Thank you all so much. I really enjoyed it, and that's, I really prefer it to Skype.
Yeah, we do too. Okay. Well, goodbye. We're going to hang up now.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.